FM Rewind, File 88.1.
We are joined by our expert to talk about this phenomenal and informative topic that is very important for us to discuss and have a topic about, right? All right, so we are joined by Dr. Nosipho Maponya, who is a leading pediatrician in Pretoria, specializing in child health, growth and development with over 15 years of experience in this field. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us, and apologies for the delay. We were facing some technical difficulties. I hope you're well, eh?
No problem. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Now, I want us to talk about diseases that children are prone to as we commemorate the African Vaccination Week, and most importantly, focusing on child health. Let's talk about the diseases and comorbidities that children are prone to. What are they?
Okay. So, normally children are prone, because, let me start by saying, because children's immune system is still developing, it's still naive. So, viral infection, bacterial infection, they are prone to have those ones. Hence, like each and every child who's born, we vaccinate. We vaccinate to prevent those infections.
All right. Oh, okay. And I also wanted us to, as you've touched on vaccination, because of sometimes you'd find that new parents are not familiar with how they should follow up the vaccination program or the procedure, especially after giving birth to their newborn. How would you advise parents to follow the vaccination procedure? Does it start a week after a child is born, a month after a child is born, or immediately?
It starts immediately. Like, you know, that's where it's very critical what you just said, because each and every child who's born must go to a health facility. That way we'll be able to tell the mother they have a health vaccination book, go to health card. That card will explain to the mother, like, they immediately after, when the child is born, they're going to be vaccinated as an immediate one at 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 14 weeks, 9 months, and so forth. So it's very important for before you leave the hospital with the newborn, you must have your card, the Road to Health card book. That will tell you when to come so that you don't miss the vaccination, the vaccine that the child is due.
And what are the dangers of missing vaccination? Because you'd find that especially new parents who, especially single parents who, you'd find that someone is dealing with a lot of things and they happen to forget when to take their baby for vaccination. What can that lead to, especially as the child grows?
Yeah, you know, let me explain what vaccination does. What it does is, you know, when you go for a vaccination, they put, maybe give an example, measles. When you say we give a measles vaccine, it's a dead, more like a weakened measles virus. We put it in so that it can induce immune system in the body. So in case, once the child have measles, the immune system already knows how to fight the measles virus. Now imagine, the child is not vaccinated, the body doesn't know how to fight measles, and measles is deadly. So if the child is not vaccinated, get measles, the body is going to be in shock. It won't know how to fight the measles, and it complicates. And that is why even today, if we get a child who dies of TB, measles, I mean, all the vaccine, the preventable disease, it's for us, it's a loss, because no child should, you know, we shouldn't lose a child if we've got a preventable vaccine for it. Because it's a loss for us. We shouldn't be having that. Because once you get that, then your body, we're preparing your body for, in case it has that infection, it will be able to fight. And it's just going to be a minor thing, like a cold, you know. Whereas if you don't have, maybe I'm going to stick to measles. If you haven't been vaccinated for measles, measles can complicate and cause a brain disease and pneumonia and then death, ultimately. You know, it's unacceptable to have that, because we've got measles vaccine to prevent that.
I mean, for sure, it can be quite difficult for parents and health experts to know which kind of vaccines to give out to a newly born baby. Do you perhaps have a procedure that has to be followed in order to know that, all right, this baby has to be given this kind of vaccine and this kind of vaccine, or are all babies given the same vaccine? Because the reason why I'm asking this question is to educate and inform parents to minimize the chances of children or babies, to be precise, getting vaccines of which they're not supposed to get.
No, you don't know, for okay, let me give an example. In South Africa, the first, like, when a baby is born, we get TB, we vaccinate them against TB, because we still have TB. I mean, if a child is born, goes home, or even an adult has got TB, we try, like, those are the things, we try to prevent those. And first few months, it's the flu, the pneumococcus, those are the ones that causes pneumonia, the influenza, the rotavirus that causes diarrhea. We get them at 6 weeks onwards. So it's a schedule, that is a fixed schedule that kids get. And the reason it's like that is because they've made a study and see, like, within the first 6 months, these are the common diseases that the child has. And then within that 6 months, let's make sure this child is vaccinated. For in case they've got that disease, it's not going to be as severe. And we know, like, if the child is starting to build up immune against that thing. So that's how it works. It's a fixed schedule for each and every child. We know, because you know what happens is a child who's breastfed, we know by 9 months, actually, it's still getting the immune, like, if the child is still breastfed, getting immune support from the mother's breast milk. So measles, for in case, we give it after 9 months. We know that from birth until 9 months, the child is still protected by the mom's immunoglobulins. Those are the the immunoglobulins are those ones that fight infections, you know. It's more like the child is still protected under the mother's, you know, breast milk.
Now, what about children who are born with comorbidities and certain diseases that are either detected few months or few weeks before they are born? Are there any procedures that are followed in order to make sure that they, you know, live a healthy life?
Yeah, those ones, especially those with comorbidities, I'm talking about kids with cardiac disease, kids with, with the immune, maybe with malignancies and all those sort of things, they've got their special schedule that they follow, because, I mean, most of them, their immune system is already down, more down like the normal, you know? So they've got a special schedule, like, hence, I mean, if either in hospital, they will get that different shot to prevent the common preventable diseases. They've got their different schedule to prevent infections for them.
Amazing, Doctor. And I want us to wrap up this interview by encouraging parents to make sure that they follow the procedure and take their children through the vaccination procedures, especially in making sure that they minimize the chances of their children developing diseases as they grow. How important is this? Because we still have parents who believe in certain African medications, of which I'm not discouraging them from, but with that, it then leads to so many complications as the child grows, instead of them going to either a nearby hospital or a nearby clinic. You'd find that other parents would then prefer their children to get certain African medication or medicines. How important is it for parents to get informed about the importance of getting vaccinated, especially taking their children to the nearest hospital, the nearest clinics, in order for them to get vaccinated?
Yes. So I think the most important thing is prevention is better than cure. I mean, for now, measles, influenza, meningitis, those are the rotavirus, the gastroenteritis, diarrhea, we've got the vaccines for that. So if we lose a child because of those things, it's really, you know, carelessness on our side as parents. So, I mean, we've got diseases that are preventable now. So it meaning that we cannot lose any child. So, and clinics, the nice thing about clinics, you've got catch-up schedules. If you missed some of them, you can still go, and then they give you, like, you can do your follow-up until you catch up with other kids. So, and one other thing I like now is we do drives, we do campaigns, measures that at schools, they come to school and everything. So I'm encouraging even parents, when there's those campaigns, please allow the nurses, the health, to vaccinate your kids so that we don't, you know, we don't have a death with measles, rubella, and all those sort of things that can be prevented. So prevention is better than cure. So if, you know, just walk by the clinic, you know, and just show them your road to health chart, and they'll tell you if you're missing something. By doing that, you're avoiding a lot of complications. So I'm sticking to prevention is better than cure. We've got diseases that we can prevent, and we really cannot afford to lose even one child because of the disease that we can prevent. So parents, let's go to the clinic, walk by with the care card, they will advise you.
Amazing, Dr. Nosipho Maponya, as we celebrate African Vaccination Week, are there any programs that perhaps you'd like people to go through, and also the campaigns that will be taking place to inform and educate people about vaccination?
Yeah, no, actually for now, we're trying to, I think the government is coming with a respiratory disease. Like we've got the high flu season. A lot of kids have got flu. So I think the issue now is the kids to be vaccinated for flu vaccine to prevent a lot of lung. Now I think we're seeing a lot of kids being admitted because of the lung infection, because of the flu. So, and one most important thing, if a child is sick, please keep the child at home, because we're trying to avoid for the child to spread the virus to other kids.
Right, Dr. Nosipho Maponya, thank you once again for joining us right here on Voice of Vets 88.1. For those who'd like to get hold of you, how can they do that?
My number is 012-440-0820. 012-440-0820. Thank you.
Thank you so much once again, Dr. Nosipho Maponya. There was Dr. Nosipho Maponya joining us on the line to talk to us about child health as we commemorate African Vaccination Week. Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence as a listener. Until we do it again next time, have a splendid evening.
FM Rewind, Vowel 88.1.